Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning talking about bullying. And right off the top, you mentioned a staggering 71% of youth between the ages of 12 and 17 say they've experienced some form of bullying in the past year. That's almost 3 out of every 4 kids. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, I was surprised too. Maybe some of the listeners have seen it on global news or different news networks. Yeah. But yes, it's a new report and it came from Children First Canada and it described a generation at risk. So if we look at what are the top threats to bullying, they listed poverty, mental health struggles, and right near the top overall for people's mental health, of course, is bullying. So when it comes to bullying, many parents express feeling ignored when they raise these concerns. And the report said that teachers are reporting that they're intervening, but only 1 in 4 students actually feel supported.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Julie. So let's start with the numbers because you did mention 71%. And that is really high. So why is bullying still so common in Canadian schools?
Well, according to the information that was released, many schools, and I think this would be typical, they do have anti-bullying policies. This is like many policies, laws that we have in our country today. Enforcement is inconsistent. So we have the stuff written down, but if you don't act on it, nothing changes. So then we have the other layering of people are spread thin. So teachers are overworked. Sometimes people within the schools are not trained to spot subtle bullying like social exclusion or online harassment. And then frankly, some adults still believe bullying is a given. I've also had teachers and parents tell me that they know when bullying is happening, but they feel powerless to change it. There's like a fear of, well, if we address this, this is going to then get switched around and be on me, the teacher or the adult. And unfortunately, that is true. So it is difficult to be able to address things even when you know that they're happening.
Yeah, it's not just words or comments around the person that might be being bullied, but it's also that aspect of cyberbullying. I mean, that people can hide behind fake names and all that stuff.
Yes, that's so true. And, you know, in the past, for kids being bullied at school, I think there was some relief when the day ended, like they could go home and get away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, there was still all the after effects of it, though. But now phones and social media follow children home. And that child who's being bullied or that youth does not even have to be on the chat that where the bullying is occurring. It could be just being aimed at them with other kids. So 25% of those reported in this study said that they felt cyberbullied, threatened, excluded from online groups, or they were even insulted by text. So if you think about a 12-year-old, the isolation that comes from being shut out is crushing. And even as you go into high school for kids that have been bullied.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also this makes children scared to speak up because I was also bullied when I was in grade 7. So I think I must have been around 12, like the demographic says. And I was worried about not being believed much by teachers, but it just didn't occur to me that the teachers would even do anything. So I'd go home, my mom would see, you know, pencil sharp shavings in my hair, bubble gum stuck. I don't know, for some reason, people were attracted to my hair all the time and they'd always end up throwing stuff. And I'd go home sometimes in tears and my mom would, you know, take it out with a brush, maybe cut my hair sometimes. And it never even occurred to us that it might be helped or corrected by telling a teacher or the principal.
Yeah, and I think that although that was years ago and hopefully some things have changed, is that that is still the response from some kids. However, parents do have closer relationships with teachers and they will report that things have happened. And when I talk to parents about it and teens where this has occurred, we will say, okay, well, have you let the school know or let the teacher know that's happened? And many parents, unfortunately, and also this was echoed in that report, say, I told the school, but nothing happened. And there are a few reasons for that. You know, schools and according to, you know, some of the documentation around things, schools fear litigation. They don't want to engage in conflict if it's things that can be settled at a lower level. Staff, they're stretched thin. Teachers feel a lack of power. Some, and this has been an approach over the years, even in workplaces, that has caused a disservice to victims of harassment and bullying. But it's thought, okay, both people are at fault. So let's engage in some kind of mediation process. And if that's not handled well, that can re-traumatize the person who was bullied, the victim. So this is why some of the reasons families feel brushed off. Then we have sometimes the bullies are more high profile within the school, or could be high achievers on one level, athletic. So the parents can be vocal, right? So as then the school hesitates to engage in that level of conflict.